Another 4.4 million U.S. workers filed for unemployment benefits last week, bringing the total to 26 million. But Europe isn't seeing anywhere near as many job losses, even though its economy has also collapsed. NPR's Jim Zaroli explains.
On April 8th, Rita Mayer found out he was getting furloughed from his job at a video streaming service in London.
There's no work in my specific industry right now anyway. Everything's on hold.
But when I talked to him a few days later, Mayer sounded remarkably blasé about not working.
I woke up a couple hours later than I normally would. I won't lie. I've got a remote personal training, like fitness session, in about 20 minutes.
Mayer can rest easy because Britain handles unemployment much differently than the United States. Economist Gabriel Zuckman of UC Berkeley says in the U.S., when the economy turns sour, workers often get fired. They get unemployment benefits, but they have to look for a new job. And Zuckman says the experience is brutal.
Unemployment is anxiety-inducing. There's no guarantee that they will find their job back when the crisis is over.
When a crisis hits in much of Europe, workers stay on the payroll. The government pays much of their salaries, though the systems vary from country to country. Zuckman says this way is more humane and much less disruptive for businesses. Alexander Kranke runs a software company near Dusseldorf. His business has fallen off a cliff, but the German government is paying many of his 130 workers to stay home. When the economy recovers, he can simply call them back to work.
It basically means we will survive and we will be able to keep the workforce on board. So that's a pretty powerful tool, actually, for us.
In the United States, Congress did recently adopt a version of this system called the Paycheck Protection Program. Small companies get loans, but the debt is forgiven if they don't lay anyone off. Conservative Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri has proposed a much broader program. Companies, all kinds of companies, would get money to keep their workers on staff. He says this is an emergency and people's livelihoods are on the line. He spoke on KMOX radio.
Wouldn't it be better to keep people's jobs, give them that security, and get ready to work again when we open this economy back up?
Hawley says yes, such a program would be expensive, but the government's already putting out piles of money anyway through unemployment insurance. There are skeptics, among them Jason Furman, former Obama economic advisor. Furman says programs like these end up throwing money at companies that don't need it. They probably would survive the pandemic anyway.
I think a lot of it is a windfall to their owners.
Furman says if the current downturn lasts, a lot of businesses are going to fail, and not even rich companies like Germany can prop them up forever. Handing them money simply pushes back the day of reckoning for them.
If a couple months from now, the business can't come back, it doesn't have enough demand, it doesn't have people coming in, as soon as the subsidies end, they're going to fire those workers.
But Furman says if the downturn lasts just a couple of months and the economic damage is limited, the European model probably makes some sense. If nothing else, it would freeze the job market in place until companies get a little more clarity about what lies ahead. And it would do so with a lot less pain for their workers. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.